Kol Yisrael. We're learning the beautiful teachings of the Maor v'Shemesh and Parshat Mishpatim. The Rebbe asked two questions on Rashi. Actually, I was mischaven to one of them. Pretty good. So Rashi asked, what's the connection between Yitro and Mishpatim? It says ve'elehem ha'shpati, meaning to say that these two are very much connected. And Rashi explains that just as we know that the Ten Commandments are given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai, so too are all of the Mishpatim given at Har Sinai. Very good. They're all from Har Sinai. But the question is, but wait a second, haven't we learned that all of the laws of the Torah were given at Har Sinai? And isn't that explicit in Rashi himself, Parshat Bahar, when we talk about Mash, Shemitah Etzel Har Sinai? Why does the Torah specifically link Shemitah to Har Sinai to teach us that just the Shemitah was from Har Sinai, so to all the laws of Torah were from Har Sinai? So we already know that the whole Torah is from Har Sinai. So why do we need a specific limud here to teach us that also Parshat Mishpatim was given to us at Har Sinai? That's question number one, which should bother anyone who's learning Rashi. Question number two, Rashi connects, he says the Mizbeach, the end of last week's Parsha, has to be right next to the Mishpatim, has to be where the high court is, where the place of the sacrifices is, has to be next to the high court. That's what the juxtaposition teaches us. So Rashi says, okay, but we know technically a high court doesn't have to be in Yerushalayim. We know the Gemara says it went to Tzipori, it went to 10 different spots, and it's not always by the Mizbeach. So what is the deeper teaching that Rashi is trying to convey? So the Maor Shemesh says like this. We have a principle which the Gemara teaches us, Brachas teaches us that above. Shekol mitzvus, v'kol im latorah tzichah liyot beretet v'zeya. When you learn Torah, you have to be trembling. You have to do it with passion and with fire. Shedarshu ha-pasak v'odata l'vanecha yom asher ma'at l'tnei Hashem l'kecha b'chorev. Ma'al ha-halem beretet v'zeya, afkan beretet v'zeya. The Gemara says, just as at Har Sinai, the Torah was given with fire and passion, so too, whenever you learn Torah, you have to be putting passion in learning Torah. By the way, that's why originally when you learn Torah, you had to be standing up. Only because of the weakness of our generation do we allow learning Torah when you're sitting down, if you have no choice. The truth is, when you stand up, it's a lot easier to have intention and to not doze off. But in any case, the Torah has to be learned with passion and fire. That's also why we ideally stand. And the Rebbe says that truthfully, ideally, we should do tshuva before we learn Torah. Before you learn, you have to do tshuva. Am I doing anything wrong? Only when I have a kli that's rake of sin, that's pure, can the Torah go in the right, proper way. And, of course, the Rebbe is applying this not just to learning, but also to davening. It's a big idea to do tshuva before you daven, to approach a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, with purity. When you're learning a Musar Sefer, when you're learning a Gevaldik Chassidish Sefer, it's easy to learn with passion. But sometimes you're learning a dry, you know, Gemara, you're learning Baba Kama, you're learning the laws of money, you don't necessarily come in with passion and fire. Sometimes you can even go to arrogance because of a good chiddush that you had. God forbid we come to arrogance from learning. But you won't necessarily have the same retet and zeya. Okay? And we know it's easy almost to go down that path. And so what's Rashi really trying to teach us? He's trying to teach us that just as when you learn Torah normally, you have to do it with fire and passion, so too even seemingly dry sections of the Torah, like Dinei Mamonos, like Mishpatim, those two we have to come with the same passion and fire and enthusiasm when we're learning that Torah. Okay? The second idea, now what about the Mizbeach and the high court? We know that when we daven and korbanos correspond to tefillah, it's a lot easier to go and daven passionately. Like Rabbi Akiva, Brachos Amad Aleph, Ayamit Balad, Menicho, Bezavitzeh, Mato, Bezavit Acheret. You find him one corner and here and off on the other. You know, Krios Vishtachaviot, because of all his bowing. Aino Beretet Vazeo, he was passionately connected to Hashem. Uvadaya Yolomdim Gam Ken Kach. And certainly he would learn in that way. Kemosh Matzina Barbet Naim Shal Hita Eish Nivotem. There were rabbis that when they were learning Torah, there was fire above their heads, Zigmar and Sukkah says. Kenetina Tam Isina Beit Limodam. Like when they, like it was when Har Sinai was given with fire, so too when they were learning, there was fire on top of their heads. Even when they were learning Pilpulim. And that's what Rashi's trying to teach us, that your davening should be like your learning should be like your davening. They both need to be done with passion and fire and purity. And that is a deeper teaching of Rashi in this week's Parsha. A gorgeous Devar from the Rebbe. And Hashem should bless us that when we're learning Torah, and when we're davening, we should only do it with fire and joy. May you have a beautiful, beautiful almost Shabbos, because it's almost Shabbos.